Now, today I'm talking about paying your team members well. Today, I'm really excited to tell you I have had the biggest year ever of all 18 years of me doing business. And you can too. There are some changes I made. There are changes I made this year that have been amazing for my sustainability. The first thing is I put smart people in place. I actually did that last year, but I added to the team this year. So a couple of years ago, I have brought in my assistant from my former company, which is also my sister-in-law, and she has been helping out with administration work for the last couple of years. But this year, I realized she's got some potential. She's down to earth. People like her. And why don't I embrace that and put her into a position where she can make more money? And I shifted gears this year. I'm going into more long-term rentals and short-term rentals. So I've gave her, not only does she get her salary each week, she also receives her bonuses that I'm giving her. So at the end of every quarter, she has an incentive to receive a bonus. That incentive is based on her performance of keeping my estimates down and finding me the best services of labor for the best prices. So I pay her a 1% bonus structure off of the gross volume, or I'm sorry, the gross profits in the company. So last quarter, you make almost $400,000. She gets a 1% bonus, which is almost $4,000. So that's been an amazing position for her to have increase in her own life. And then on top of that, because we've been doing long-term rentals more, like I said, I've actually allowed her to get involved and use those people skills to get involved with people who are wanting to rent. And we're trying to vet out the best renters possible. And she's getting paid an equivalence of, I guess, a commission, an equivalence of first month's rent. Now, here's the thing. She's not a licensed real estate agent, and that's usually what licensed real estate agents charge. But I'm giving her that incentive because not only does it help her grow and have more income for herself, but it also helps me. Now, the benefit for her making more money helps me internally. What do I mean by that? She feels that she's being paid well and she's growing while we're growing. And when I get busy, she gets busy. And in return, she wants to perform at a high level because I'm paying her well for her time. Now, that's exciting. When you pay people well for their time, and you give them bonus structures and bonus incentives for the work that they're already doing, and then you create new jobs and new roles for them that excites them, they'll want to perform for you at a much higher level than they've ever performed before. So that's the first person. The second person we brought in, we brought her in 2 years ago. Her name is Nicole as well. Spelled a different way. That's how we keep the two separated. But Nicole is my wife's administrative assistant or listing assistant for her listings. And we were paying her compliance as a compliance manager, as a listing assistant, paying her like $300 a property every time we closed. And then we saw that she would get more involved. She was really, really a go-getter and just kind of took over control of these files and did a wonderful job. And I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. What if, because my wife and I are trying to pull back a little bit more and give ourselves more time, what if I put Nicole into the listing role and we, over time, cut my wife out of the picture? My wife is the one that's doing all of our listings for our flips, but we're doing 100 a year and it's wearing her out. And she's been doing these, doing this from sun up to sundown. A lot of time we're hanging out, we're having a conversation, she's on her computer at night. So why don't I give a little bit more income to, a little bit more listings to Nicole, the listing coordinator, the assistant from the listing side, and let her have a flat fee. Now, I am limiting it because I am giving her volume, but she'll have a flat fee of each property. She can list it, and then if she sells it to a buyer, she gets the full 3%. So she has flat fee listings all the way across the board. It's her listing. She gets the volume. So it pushes her up to a level. And actually this year, she was known as one of the number one agents in the company she works for, which I sold to a previous business partner. And it was super exciting to see that. And a lot of it was our volume. And she thanked us for it heavily, but she's making more income than she ever did in her life. And she started off as a listing assistant. So we hired well. Now she is our listing agent for probably about 50% of our listings. And we're probably going to give her more, or maybe we'll bring on somebody else onto the team later and let them take over and be in a team with Nicole. So that's exciting. Then you have my lovely wife. Now that Nicole and Nicole are making more money and they are working harder to serve the greater purpose of Beacon Hill Homes, which is my company, serve that greater purpose of the flip company so that they can make more money and they can serve and help others in having a good home. Now, my wife is relieved of time. And even though she's not getting paid more because we took a lot of listings away from her, she's having more time. And that is key. Time is actually sometimes better than money, right? I mean, it is a non-renewable asset. And time is something we'll never get back. So now my wife has more time. So it's making her more energetic. And she is crushing it on the short-term rental side. She is crushing it on micromanaging the two Nicoles. And I'm out there doing what I do best because now I have more time. I don't have to get involved as much anymore because I got Nicole and Tiffany just crushing it. They're crushing it. So what have I done this year? Well, guess what? I did a virtual mastermind late last year that ran into this year. And then from there, I taught 30 entrepreneurs who were wanting to get invested into real estate and to learn real estate at a high level. And two of those people are working with me hand in hand, part-time and almost full-time. They're going into full-time probably next year, part-time making $15,000 to $20,000 a month. One person's a firefighter. The other person is a higher up in a construction company. But one person, the firefighter, probably never made more than $50,000 a year. And then you have the other person in the construction company that has never made more than $70,000 a year. Well, guess what? The firefighter has almost replaced, or maybe even replaced, his full-time income now. And I told him not to quit his job until next year, until he stacks capital month in, month out. And then it's not pressuring for him to perform with stress. You know, now he'll have stacked capital in his pocket for many, many months, 6-12 months of income, as he would as a firefighter. And then he can come in hand in hand with me full time and have a powerhouse real estate company finding homes for us. The other person has made probably half his income back, and he's doing this at a high level and all part time. And I taught them advanced systems, utilizing text systems and batching, skip tracing and lead generation and stacking lists. And I've taught them all this hand in hand, and they are crushing it. And now they're making more money, which allows me to have more time so that I don't have to work with my kids and pump all these letters out. A lot of the times we were bringing our deals in was letters and signs and all the stuff I always teach we were doing, and it was keeping me and my kids slammed. And I would get frustrated because my kids weren't keeping up the letters and bringing in the leads like crazy. But guess what? I replaced them. These guys are out there freaking doing all kinds of new stuff and different things that are bringing in deals after deals after deals. And it's freed up my time, which has allowed me to now have more time to work with my contractors as well as my kids. So now I put my kids on pay scale. They're making $12,000 a year apiece. One kid is driving. The other one is 13. So 16 and 13-year-old, two girls, and they have spending money. But they're cleaning some of our homes. They are building furniture out of boxes for our short-term rentals. Anything I need them to do, they're doing it. And guess what? When I replaced them, when they were working with me pumping out letters, they were kind of ho-hum and not really excited because I pay them $100 here, pay them $100 there. They knew they were getting taken advantage of. Not that I was doing that on purpose, but they just weren't making a lot of money. And they were just kind of like not really, they weren't enthused about the work because they were getting paid bare minimum. And it showed. It showed in their work ethic. But guess what? After I replaced them and we got more advanced systems in place, I got two guys out there bringing in deal after deal after deal, as well as relieving my time so I don't have to freaking go find deals and bump elbows with people. Guess what? Now my kids are doing all these other things and they're doing it with excellence. They are not upset about the work. Even though they're teenagers, sometimes they might have a little choice word. It's not the piss poor mentality, the piss poor work ethic as when I paid them next to nothing. Now they're both making $1,000 a month apiece. And that's a lot of money for a teenager who works for the parents that don't have to go to a job, right? I mean, most kids that are going to a job can only work, 15 hours a week? And they're making, $8 an hour? I don't know what the hourly rate is anymore, but medium wage. But that's what they're getting. My kids are not getting that. They have money, and we're teaching them how to save. And they're excited about the work they're doing. Guess what? Now I'm excited to see my team thrive. They're not just surviving anymore. They're thriving. And then on top of that, this has allowed me to clean up house. I had some contractors this year and last year that were just underperforming. They weren't doing well to the grade of rehab that I wanted to have in my portfolio for flips. So I had to cut a couple of them loose. And now I've got three powerhouse teams and I can put them on different projects. And yes, I still have issues. I'm not saying my business is perfect, but the lack of professionalism that was, in place before is completely gone. Now I got people who really care, and even my contractors, they appreciate working with me themselves because I'm loving. I listen to them. I sit there and have a conversation with them, and they are completely energetic about working with me, because they know they're serving a person who cares. And the reason why I care is because I got time to care. Before, it wasn't that I didn't care. I just would be so drained and so exhausted and would not want to get involved with people because I am working from sunup to sundown myself. But now as I brought in the right people and the right teams and I have more time and I have more energy and I'm seeing my team thrive as well, that gives me new energy to realize that, oh my gosh, I'm doing something special. Not only in my life is something special going on, but in their life, something special is going on. And it is creating an energy and a synergy that can't be replaced in the workplace. So, moral of this story, the whole thing I'm trying to throw out there is when you pay people well for their skill sets and you don't cap them and you get invested in their lives, and you start really paying attention, things happen. This is the things that I realized can happen and be achieved, but only because I took time to study my business and to see where I was failing and to see that I had to take ownership of my own business and not let that business own me. And when I did, and I integrated some solutions in place, and I had candid conversations with all of my team, and I made the choices to replace team members on the construction side and stuff like that. Now I've got a thriving team. It really created the synergy and energy that I needed. And guess what? It propelled us to well over 7 figures this year. And, 2 years ago, we were making less than $500,000. So it shows you what these kind of strategies will do for you if you don't lose hope. You don't get faint of heart and you just go out there and create some traction and go seize the day. I mean, that's it. You're paying attention to what your failures are and what you feel like you would want to be if you were in those roles. And I started asking those questions, and I realized I wouldn't want to be capped if I was in corporate America, which I've never worked in corporate America. I've been an entrepreneur since a teenager. I tried a couple workplace jobs with a Wendy's back in the day. I tried to work for a coffee company, you know, driving a van, dropping off coffee at warehouses and big businesses in Atlanta back when I was probably like 18 or so. But it just wasn't for me. But so I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years, really since I've got started as a teenager selling blow pops on a school bus. But I realized I never wanted to be capped. And that was my struggle. And when I started realizing that nobody wants to be capped, they want more. So I had somebody recently ask me, "Brandon, when is enough enough?" And I'm looking at him like, "What do you mean?" And I didn't say that, but he just instantly said, "Like, you're doing well. Like, I'm a 55-year-old man. I'm killing myself out there daily with my lawn care business, and I'm out there hustling, trying to wholesale a couple properties. But I see you thriving at such a younger age. It gives me hope. But when is enough enough?" I said, "Look, there's never enough. There's always more people to serve. There's always more people to help. And why would you want to be capped? Don't you want to build a legacy? As long as God gives you breath in your lungs, then why would you want to be capped?" And he looked at me. He's like, "Huh, that's awesome. That's a good response. I've never heard anything like that." I said, "Me neither. Me neither." And I'm telling you right now, listeners, that when you realize this for your own team, or let's just say you have no team and you're just starting out, but you realize and grab hold of this, this will revolutionize your business or your business to come, and it's going to set you apart from anybody else out there, and you are going to have the best team from day one. So I'm excited for you guys. All right. If you like this episode, go ahead and share it with all your peers. Share it on any closed real estate investment Facebook groups. Tag me in an Instagram post with this episode. Show me you care. You know, I'm doing this a different pace now. I'm going to do daily episodes, 7 days a week, and I'm going to show you the behind the scenes of what I'm going through, the struggles, the successes, the failures, everything that's going through me daily. I'm going to start telling you guys what we're dealing with. I'm going to tell you about lessons learned, like this one here. I'm going to also walk you through the day-to-day of what I'm going through. Like, I am going to help curate a wonderful society of people who can thrive. I don't want you to just survive. I want you to thrive. And this isn't about me. This is about you. This is the listener listening. Like, how can I do more? How can I serve more? How can I have a legacy? That's it. It's all about you. And this is why we're here. This is why we're creating this society. People who really care. They're not just trying to lynch you of your money to get all your sales and courses and things like that. They're really trying to serve. And that's what the REI Society is about. So thank you guys. Have a blessed day. Till tomorrow.